Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Memhei, the 44th daf in Shas. We're Memhei Maseches Brachos. We're about to finish Perek Kesa Mevarchin. Let's pick up on the last line of Memdal Beis where we had left off. The Mishnah had told us, Vashosem Mayim L'tzmo, that if someone drinks water because they are thirsty, in such a case they get a bracha, make a bracha of Shakon Yivitvara. The Mishnah says specifically tzmo, because of their thirst. Asks the Gemara, Lafuke Mai, what is that coming to exclude? Amar Balvin, Lafuke Leman, the Chankete Umtas. Coming to exclude it. Someone who drinks water to remove something that was stuck in their throat, something that was lodged in their throat. There's no bracha at all, and that's why it's coming to emphasize the tzmo, someone who drinks for thirst. The Gemara contains the top line, Memhei Menal, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Baron of Foshos, Rabos, Chesron, Rabbi Tarfon disagreed and held that the bracha lefanel, we're used to Baron of Foshos as the bracha afterwards, but Rabbi Tarfon said that the bracha lefanel is Borei Nefashos Rabos V'chesronon. So the Gemara wants to know, what's Allah? Amalei Rava, Bar Rav Chanan Labai, V'amalei the Rav Yosef Hilchos Samai, Amalei Pochazeh Zi Mayim Adavar, go out and see what people do, and sure enough, what people do is they make a Shahakol as opposed to making a Bar Nefashos before, rather what they do is they make a Bar Nefashos after. Hadran Allah Kesem Avarchim, we just completed the beautiful, difficult and very practical perek of Kesem Avarchin. We begin the next perek, another beautiful perek, Shlosha Sha'achlu. Mishnah continues, Shlosha Sha'achlu Ka'achas Chayovin Lezamin. If three people eat together, then they have to make a Zimun. Achol Demai, if they ate Demai, Demai is a suffix that the Rabbanim created for the fruits of Amei Aretz because of the fear that they do not take off Maestros, Umaiser Rishon Shenatla Trumasam, as well as Maiser Rishon that had had Truma that had already been taken off. Rishon is given to the Levi, and after the Levi receives his Maiser, he is supposed to take off a tenth of that and give Truma. Excuse me, I did not mean to say a tenth by Truma, that was in regards to Maiser. He gives off his Truma. Maiser Rishon is a Trumasa. Maiser Sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu, or Maiser Sheni, which is taken and eaten in Yerushalayim. However, another option is that you can redeem it and then take that money to eat in Yerushalayim. Maiser Sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu, they've been redeemed and then it was eaten in his hometown outside Yerushalayim. V'ashamish achol kizayis, v'akusi, as well as the Kuzian. Kusi is the story described in Sefer Melachim, Perek Yud Zayin, Melachim Beis, where there were Gentiles who converted. According to most opinions, they converted out of fear of lions that had come to attack them. These were the Shamronim. So, in such a case, Mizamnim Melav, you could even do Zimun with him. And all the other above cases. Achal Tevel, Maaser Rishon, Shenola, Tzotrimasa. What happens if he ate Tevel? Or Maaser Rishon, where the Levi are not taking off Truma. Or Maaser Shein Heg, Shalom Niftu. Or Maaser Shein Heg, Shehem Ben Ridim. Vasham Shachal Pachos Mikazayis, and a waiter wait less than Kazayis. Vahanochri, as opposed to a Kusi, this is talking about Mamish of Goy. Emezam Nilov, you can't include him. Nashav Avadim Kitanim, Emezam Nilayim. We also don't include women, slaves, and children in Zimun. Ad kama mizamnim, asks the Gemara. How much do you need to eat, Rashi, in order to be chayiv in a Zimun? Ad kizayis. Time comes to the kizayis. Rav Yehuda Omer, ad kibbeitz. Asks the Gemara, mino hani mi. From where do we know that three people that eat together, they should join together for a Zimun? Omer vasi damakra, gadu l'ashem iti, uniroi mima shayma yachtav. The pasuk in Tehillim says, let us pronounce how great God is with me, and let's exalt his name together. Rabbi Avo Amar Mehach, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu God Elokeinu. Pasuk at the end of Devarim. Two different chorus. Amar Avchanan Bar Abba, Minayin Le'inyin Omen Shalayik Bia Kol Yosim En Avarech. How do we know that someone who says Amen should not say it louder than the one who makes the blessing? Shnema Gadol Hashem Iti Unarayim Ma Shemai Yachtav. The connotation of iti means with me and not louder than me. How do we know that the Metargim, once upon a time, Kriyas HaTorah had two parts to it. One was that someone would read from the Torah, and then someone else would read the Onkelos. That's called the Metargim. How do we know that a Metargim is not supposed to raise his voice more, louder, than the reader himself? Shenemar, Moshe Yidaber, Vo'alukim, Yanu, Bekol. The Gemara analyzes. She'ein tam lomer bekol. There's nothing being taught in Bekol at first glance. It should say, Vo'alukim, Yananenu. Umat tam lomer bekol. What is it, Bekol? Bekolo shel Moshe. With the voice of Moshe. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said it actually in the same call as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe over here is the Metargim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was careful to make sure that the sound that he made would be the same as the Metargim. A Metargim is not supposed to raise his voice. And if the Metargim can equalize his voice to the Kore, because the Kore's voice is too strong, so then in such a case, the Baal Kore himself should lower his voice so that they be the same. This is what emerges also from the previous drasha of Moshe Daber V'Elokim Yanenu B'Kol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Kore, made sure that he was on par with the Metargim. So not only is the Metargim not supposed to be louder, the Kore should try to keep it at the same pitch. The Gemara continues on the last narrow line. Itmar, Shnayim Shachlu Ka'achas. What happens if there were two people that ate together? Pligi, Rav v'Rabbi Yochan. There was a machlokas about this between Rav and Rabbi Yochan. Chad Amar, Imrat L'Zamin Mizamnin. One said that if they want to do a Zimun, they can. Chad Amar, Imrat L'Zamin Mizamnin. And the other said they can't. Nah, says the Gemara, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said three ways that one have an obligation to be mizamin. Where medayik shalosha in shnayim lo, it would seem that two would not be acceptable. Answers the Gemara. Hasam chol v'hacharis. Our Mishnah is talking about the obligation. If there are three eating together, it's an obligation. Machlokis is whether there is a reshut if there is two. Tashma, come in here. I'll bring you a proof. The Gemara continues four lines to the bottom. Shoshachul kachas chayovin lizamin. If the three who eat as one, then there is a responsibility to do zimun. Vein rishon lechalkin, they can't divide. Shlosha in shnayim lo, we could deduce. It's mashma that two would not be acceptable. The Gemara's raya is not clear without Rashi. Rashi explains that if we just got through saying that two can serve as a zimun, what's the problem with one of them breaking away? That we said ein rishon lechalkin. That if it's three, they're not, one can't divide. What's the problem? Even if he decides to opt out, the other two could do Zimun. So the answer presumably would be that you can't do Zimun. Ah, that proof, three and not two. Says the Gemara, no. Lo. Maybe it's not proof. Shani Asim de Kavlu Bechova Meikaro. Over there, it's different. There, when they sat down, they obligated themselves as a chiyuv and zimun. And to lower themselves down to a reshus, that would not be acceptable. Tashma, the Gemara continues three lines on the bottom, Hashem is shamish. Shayim is shamish al shnayim, if there was someone who was serving too. Hareza ochem imayim. He could eat with them. Avavi shalom nasna reshus. Even if they didn't give him reshus, in derech eretz, it's appropriate. Why? Because he'll help them in the zim. Hayim shamish al shlosha. But if there are already three, then it's not their acharetz for the shamish to eat with them, because they don't need him for the simun. Except if they give him rishus. Now, if we held that the halacha was that two was acceptable, so then what do we need the shamish to eat with us? Answer the Gemara, shani hasam, denichlu demikvu lechova. No, they would want to have a chiyuv, and the shamish being next to them would create a chiyuv. Hence, it's desirable to have the shamish eating with them, even though there would be a reshus just with two. Continues the Gemara, second line from the top, Memheim Abeis, Toshma, Noshim, Mizam Nathatzmon, Vavodim, Mizam Nathatzmon. The halacha is that women can make their own zimun, and servants can make their own zimun. Noshim, Vavodim, Uktanim, Ratzul, Zamin, Eim, Mizam, Nim, but they don't join together. Asks the Gemara, Von Mei Nishika Trei Gavrin Damien. Women, 100 women are like 2 men. What does that mean? That 2 men are equal to 100 women, 100 women are worth a lot less? No, that's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is that 100 women is a rishus, just like 2 men for Zimun is a rishus. Uktani Nashim is Amos Latzman, Vadim Azamnun Latzman, and yet, nevertheless, even though it's a rishus, we say each one could do Zimun for themselves. So what do we see? That when it comes to women that are considered nothing more than 2 men, they can make a Zimun. So too, 2 men should be able to make a Zimun. And says Gemara, no. Shani Osandika Deos. When you have 3 women, that's called having Deos. What is Deos? 3 is a crowd. And once you have 3, so then in such a case, then you have different Deos. And on that, you could fulfill the pasuk, Gadlu Lashem Itin Ramash Lepmo Yachtov. That's truly praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, Yachim HaSefer, what are we going to do with the Sefer? Nashim v'avodim imratzu zamin einim ezamnin. Women and servants, if they want to do zimun, they can't. Amaylo, why can't they? V'ikad deyos. There are considered different deyos. So Gemara says, no, that's a totally different reason. Shani hasam mishum prisusa. The reason they can't join together is because of prisus. To study, now we're going to bring a proof that it's Rav who says that they cannot do Zimun when there are 2. We had 2 opinions on Ahmed Aleph, which the Gemara quoted that it was the Machlokes in Rav and Rav Yochanan, whether 2 can do if they want. Now we're going to prove that it's Rav who says that they can't. The same to Rav, the Amar, Dim Russell, Zam, Amazon, the Amar of Dimi, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Shoshi Shachul Kachas, Vyosachem Amishuk, Koirin Loi Umizam Ninova. If 1 person left, they have to call him and do Zimun. Time is the Koirin Loi. Hello, Karen, lo. Only if you call him and bring him back, you tug him back in. But otherwise, you mashma, you can't do Zimun. So it says, Gemara, lo. No, Shani Hassam, Dikbulu, Bechova. No, they started off Bechov, all 3 of them, and you need to bench Bechova. Bechova Meikara. Ela Testain, Jochun, Domer, Rasul, Zamin, Emezamin. Well, let's go in the other direction. Maybe we'll find the proof. That's Rabbi Yochun who says, that im rasul zamin you not mazam dam rab bar khana rab yakhun am shakhus ka akhas akhmin yote bi berkhas khaveiro 2 people eat at once, 1 could be mostly the other. Vavinam ba my kamash, when we ask what is the khidish tanina, we already learned shama veloana, a person that listens and doesn't say anything but he has in mind to be yote yasav amr bezeira. Lomar is coming to teach us she'ein birchas hazimun beinehem, that there isn't any Birchas HaZimun, only 1 being Motzi, the other. Tistayim, the Gemara concludes, that closed the topic. It's true, it was Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan is clearly saying that 2 cannot do Zimun. Amalei Rava bar Rav Huna l'Rav Huna. Rava son Rav Huna says Rav Huna, V'Rabban dasm ma Rava. There are Rabban that are coming from Eretz Yisrael, Army, they say, Mrasul Zam Mizamin. That if they want, they can do Zimun. My lad, Shmilu Rabbi Yochanan. Usually, the Rabbanim who were coming from Eretz Yisrael were learning from the Gadar at that time in Eretz Yisrael. That was Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, no, the Shemilu mi Rav mikmedi nachas mi Bavel. Rav was also for a period in Eretz Yisrael before he went down to Bavel, and Rav was of the opinion in Rasul Zam Mizamnim. But Rabbi Yochanan did not teach that in Eretz Yisrael, and Bnei Eretz Yisrael who reported it heard it from Rav before he went down to Bavel. We continue at the 2 dots, almost halfway through the Amun Mem Hei on the base. Gufa, Amar of Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav Shloshu Shachlu Ka'achas. 3 ate as 1. V'yasa Echamehem L'shuk, and 1 of them broke away. Karin Loi Umizamnin Love. You got to call him in. Amar Abaye V'hu De Karin Lo Va'ani. It only works if they call to him and he answers to the Zimun. He's allowed to be in the shuk, but he has to be able to hear and answer. Amar Marzutra, Marzutra said, V'lo Amar and El B'Shosha, V'Sara Adin Nesi. If there are 10, they all have to be together in the same place. Asks the Gemara, Maskif, L'Rav Ashi, Vashu asks, Adar Rabbi Ifam Estav, the opposite is true. Tisha, Nirin Kasara. If you have 9, at least it looks like 10. So then, even if someone's not there, maybe from the shuk, as long as he hears, that would be enough. But shnayim, if you have two, and the third is in the shuk, but could just hear emir in kishlosha, then he doesn't appear like three. Says the gemara v'ilchasa kimar zutra. Actually, we do not accept this question of Ravashi, but rather we paskin like Rav Zutra, that the 10 need to be there, but the 3 don't need to be. If the 3rd is able to hear, that's enough. My timer, what's the reason? It's not the way of the land to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name outside of Asara. You need people there. The way the Gemara says it is it calls it Orech Ara. It's not the normal way of how to do things. Amar Abayi, Nakdinu Shnayim She'achlu Ka'achas Mitzvah Lechalek. We learned that if two ate together, it's a mitzvah for them to separate. Tanya Amihach, Shnayim She'achlu Ka'achas Mitzvah Lechalek is a mitzvah for each one of them to do their own benching. Ba'medvar Amrum Kishneim Sofrim. That only applies when both of them are Sofrim. In other words, they're learned and they know. Benching Avla Echad Sol V'Echad Bar for Sofer Mevarech Ubor Yartza. But if there's no other way, so then the sofer should be motzi, the unlearned one. Amar Riva Rava, the Gemara continues 7 lines before the wise. Hamil Samri Sana, Vitamra Mishmeid Rabbi Zera, Kavasi. This halacha they're about to teach you, I said it. Vitamra Mishmeid Rabbi Zera, Kavasi. They also say the same teaching in the name of Rabbi Zera. Shlosh Shachu Ka'achas of 3 8 is 1, Mastik Lishnaim. One person will stop eating on the behalf of two. What that means is, if two people want a bench, so then they say to the third, please stop and be with us, stop eating, so we could bench. And then in such a place, one is supposed to stop. But two should not stop for one. Ask the Gemara of the law. That is not true that you never have two stopping for one. For Rav Papa, Isik Leila Abba Mar Bray, Rav Papa stopped for Mar Bar Bray, Iyu V'chad with somebody else. So he with somebody else, two stopped for one. Says the Gemara, Shani Rav Papa, Dosnim Shuriz Hadin Uda Ovid. Rav Papa did something special. That qualifies Dosnim Shuriz Hadin to accommodate one person. Yehuda Bar Meimra, the Gemara continues on the first wide line, Umar bar Vash Vach bar Difti, Korchi Rifti Bahadi Adadi, they broke bread together. Lo Avuchad Av Mufli Chavri L'Bruchila. There wasn't one who stood out from the Chevra that he should be the one who should lead the Zima. Yosef Kamei Bolu, who had this now, they asked, what does the Mishnah mean? Shlosh Shachun Kachas Chayav Zami. Maybe the only time there is a chiv to do a zimun is when there is an adam gadol. But if they're all equal, chalik brachos adif, then it's better that they divide it. And that's what they did. Each one made their own bracha. Also, they came from Meimar. Amar lahu yidei bechasam yotzim. Meimar said that your yotze bracha. What you did was not appropriate because you weren't Yotze Zimun. He came, and if you're going to say Nahadri v'Nizamin that they should go back and do Zimun, ain't Zimun l'mafreya. You can't do Zimun retroactively. The Gemara continues with a not well known halacha, and that is Ba Matza. Someone comes, Rashi adds that he comes from the outside, comes from the shuk, and finds that they're doing zimun. Ma'u amar acharem. What does he say after them? Razvid amar baruch umavurach. Razvid says that he responds, baruch umavurach. Rashi explains that when the mezamin says nevarech, so then in such a case, he says, baruch umavurach. Rav Papa says, amen v'lo pligi. And they're really not arguing. If you find them at Nevarech, so then you say Baruch Mevarech. If you already see comes in and hears them responding, Baruch Shechanu Mishalov, so then in such a case, and he didn't hear the Mezamein, Ona Amen. In such a case, he only says Amen. The Gemara continues four lines from the bottom. Tani Chada, we learned in one place. Ona Amen Acher Berchosav Harezim Meshua. Someone says Amen after their own bracha, that's praiseworthy. The Tan Yuda Harezim Guna. Another place we learn that's bad. Answers the Gemara. Lakasha Hava Bani Yerushalayim Hava Shai Brachas. When it comes to Bani Yerushalayim, then it's praiseworthy to say Amen. Rashi explains that the Amen is going as a conclusion of all the three brachas that exist in the Torah for benching. That you could say Amen to. V'havishar brachas. But when is it considered Maguna? When you make a bracha, when you make a bracha and say Amen. Then another bracha, Amen. Like, for example, in Shemona Esrei. So then, in such a case, it doesn't have the broad connotation like an Amen after Bnei Yerushalayim. Hence, for some reason, the Gemara says that's problematic. Abaye Onele Bikola answered, all brachos with a loud voice, in order that the workers should hear it and should get up, and thereby be yotze birchas hamazon that they have not said. Even though it was only the first three brachos, not the fourth of Atova Meitiv, that's not Doraisa, hence no need to encourage them to listen to that as well. Rav Ashi Anile Bilechisha. He would answer Amen quietly. That shouldn't come out that they are denigrating the bracha v'atov ha-meitiv. We conclude on the last word, Amen Heim Beis, and now Be'ezra Hashem, we go to the halacha component, Daf Mem Hei. Be'ezra Hashem, our first topic from Daf Mem Hei is in regards to Zimun. And the subject is, who can be part of a Zimun, and who is required to be in a Zimun. The Gemara told us four lines from the bottom, Shloisha sha'achlu ka'achas, chayovin l'zamein, ve'ein rashoen l'chalik. On Amud Aleph, we learned that if you have three people that ate together, then they are not allowed, they are required to make a Zimun together. The reason for this is the Gemara told us, based on the pasuk Gadlu al Hashem itin Ram Moshe Ma Yachdav, that there is a mitzvah to bench together, to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu together. Hence, if one person leaves, it will break apart the zimun. Let's discuss some of these details as spelled out in Shulchan Aruch, who is required to be part of a zimun, and then discuss who can be part of a zimun, even if they're not necessarily required. Says the Mechaber a few lines in to Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph. Shlosha she'achlu einam rishon lechalik. As we learned from our Gemara, they're not allowed to separate. Ushnayim she'achlu, and two are eating mitzvah she'achsu achas shlishi she'itzdarif imam lezimun. They should search for a third. V'chein arba ol chamisha aso lehem lechalik. It's prohibited to remove yourself because you will lose the gadol Hashem iti. She'kulam nischayivu bezimun. All of them are chayiv in zimun. So 3, 4, 5, you've got to do a zimun together. What about 6? Shisha nechalachim. 6 can divide themselves. Kivin shishar zimun lechol chabura ad asara. Because at the end of the day, they could divide in half and make two different zimuns. Up until 10, says the Mechaber. Va'az einechalachim ashu esrim. Kivin shenischayvu baskaras Hashem. Since they are now chayiv to mention the Shem Hashem, if they're going to divide, then they're going to lose that mitzvah. So a person cannot get out of the chiyuv of gadol Hashem iti, and that becomes a chiyuv midrabanan for a person to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with others. And if he has the Shem Hashem, then fantastic. So once again, 3, 4, 5 cannot separate. 6 can divide into half. Between 6 and 10, they can also divide into halves as long as that each one has 3. When you get to 10, then you cannot divide in half or separate until 20 because of the new chiyuv of saying Nevarech Elokeinu. In a well-known tshuva, Ramesha Feinstein discusses a very particular problem that comes out of this Lashon Nischayvu. It's clear, Ramesha says, that in Evin Ezer, Simin Samach Beis, that the halacha is that included in the mitzvah of Zimun when it comes to a wedding is saying sheva brachos. Let's say there are three people that want to leave the wedding early. They, of course, will not say sheva brachos. There you have to wait for the sheva brachos, chasen and kala. If that's so, how could they break apart from that greater zimun? The truth is, the same problem, a similar problem applies for when there's a minion around and you want to leave early. Says Rav Moshe in a striking expression, Dover she efshar the kama anoshim, it's all impossible for many people lechakos ad acher gemara suda, to wait till the end of the wedding meal, shirim sheklamim ad acher chatzos halayla, kishtayim v'shal shos. Weddings sometimes end 2 and 3 in the morning. So says Rav Moshe, for that reason, we have a problem. What are we going to do for someone who wants to leave the wedding early? Rav Moshe's solution is the language of the Ramah. The Ramah in Simin Kuf Tzadi Gimel, by the way, I did not give the Maramakum or Rav Moshe's Tshuva. It's in Orachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simin Nun Vav. The Ramah in Kuf Tzadi Gimel describes the following quandary that a bunch of Jews were in. They're in the house of Gentile, of an Ove Kochavim, and they don't want to make a bracha of the Baal Bayis because he's an idol worshiper. Yet at the same time, they don't want him to know that they're not making it. Now, when you do Zimun, which has to be a shir by itself, the whole benching is supposed to be allowed by the Mezame. How do you get out of this problem? Says the Ramah, HaMinig Shalol L'Zame Bebeis Ove Kochavim. The minig is not to do the Zimun for the problem as I spelled out. They're not koveya themselves in the house of Kochavim. They were never koveya themselves as a zimun. Says Rav Moshe Zatzal, if a person makes a tnai that he's not being koveya himself with the rest of the tzibur, so then in such a case, he is able to remove the kfius that creates the chiyuf. In a very similar type of idea, the Dirshu Mishabura quotes that the Chazon Ish in Archos Rabbeinu told Rav Chaim Kanievsky that when he eats in yeshiva and does not want to wait around for a minion of people who are eating on the table, he can make a tnai that he doesn't want to be mitzaref to a minion. It was then asked to Rav Chaim, so then maybe you can make a tnai not to be mitzaref at all for Zimun. And Reb Chaim said that the Tanai should not be made even to get out of three because we don't want to be Mevatel Zimun entirely. One should note that according to Reb Moshe's Tshuva, when one makes a Tanai, then the Tanai should not be that he doesn't want to be Mezamein with anybody at all, because often those who follow Reb Moshe's Tshuva make a Zimun between themselves, but he doesn't want to follow the Zimun of the Sheva Brachos. From Reb Moshe's language, it seems that one needs to verbalize the tnai. This is the scope of the parameters of who is chayev in Zimun and the difficulties of sometimes, quote, getting out of Zimun and the suggestion that is accepted by most. Rav Moshe Feinstein's approach is the approach that many take to this day, although there are machmirim who find difficulty with Rav Moshe's position, but this is the general mahalach. What about someone who wants to join with someone together as a Zimun, but the question is whether they're included in one eating? What I'm referring to is the following issue that emerges from the Mishnah Bura in Simen Kuf Tzadikim, Sivkot and Yud Ches. And that is, what exactly is defined as sitting and eating together? We mentioned from the Chazon Ish, what he told Reb Chaim Kanievsky in terms of Bachrim eating yeshiva. Different Siddurim end at different times, and different boys sit down, get up, they wash at different times. Are they considered eating together? Are they not? What about the fact that the lunchroom at times has four or five tables, or in Mir Yeshiva, hundreds of tables, with hundreds of people sitting and eating? Are they all considered eating together? And therefore, one would say, Elokeinu? What exactly is the scope of kvius? So the Mishnah Berurah writes the following: Kviyus nikra kishiyoshim va'ochlam al shulchan echad. Kviyus is when they sit on one table. Ukemevur leil b'simen kuf zayin zayin samach zayin. Va'ayim beber agro shom b'sif yud aleph. The daito shel bala bayis uberimnei so shiyosh v'lechol. Have kviyus umetstarfi afilu below shulchan echad. If there's a bala bayis and the other people that are eating together, so then they join together, even if they're not eating on one table. This hagdara is an important one, and was the one that Rav Nevenzahl gives, as well as I see quoted in the Sefer Zos HaBracha in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that when it comes to B'nai HaYeshiva that are sitting and eating together, so if they're eating on one table, then, as the Mishnah Berurah says, they're considered joined together. However, if they're eating on different tables, so then, in such a case, they aren't joined together. It's not the phenomenon of the bala bayis being koveya suda with people around them, and there, if they're on separate tables, there, even though they're on separate tables, they're combined. Over here, the bnei yeshiva are not combined. Of course, if it's a simcha where all the people are there for the same reason, not just simply to eat, but they're there to share in the same event, so then in such a case, there is kviyus with those individuals, and then the tziruf of the zimun goes beyond those tables. In fact, that's what leads Rav Nevenzahl to add that in yeshivas, there will be a difference between Shabbos and during the week. On Shabbos, all the bnei yeshiva comes together to eat as one, or at least ideally, they should. And therefore, on Shabbos, they all join together for a larger zimun. This is not quoted in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, but the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the name of the Or LeZion Rebbe Tzion Abishol. And what emerges then is both the Sfardim and Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, in the Old City, both follow this distinction that by Seudas Shabbos, that the entire yeshiva is together, then they're mitzaref. In contrast to during the week, so there the tables are viewed separately as described by the Mishnah Berurah. So the bottom line is, and with this we conclude, if one is sitting on the same table with others, then there is a chiyuv. If one is sitting on different tables and there is nothing per se that is binding them together, so then not only are they not chayiv for zimun, then they probably cannot do zimun unless it's Shabbos or a binding phenomenon. This Bezer Hashem concludes the first topic. The topic is a phenomenon that I experienced often as a young man in different camps as a youngster, and that is the usage of a microphone for zimun. When I was a Rebbe in Camp Ask, some of the counselors asked me whether it's appropriate to do Zimun over the microphone. Let's assume that the meal, following up from our previous halacha, that the meal was a binding meal where there was announcements, there was a Dvar Halacha, or there was a song that had bound everybody together, and the achila was not considered a separate achila, which is a shaila by itself. And then they honor someone for the zimun, and we're talking about a large dining room, camps are in large dining rooms, so then can one use a microphone for the zimun? It is well known that most poskim, are of the opinion that one cannot be motzi another from a sound of a microphone. Almost all poskim say that lichatchila, one should not be motzi someone else with a mitzvah over a microphone. Rabbi Bleich, one of my rabbeim, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, always emphasized that's clear. All scientists agree that a microphone is not the original voice. And the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us that if one hears the kol havara, the echo of a shofar, one is not yotzei the mitzvah. However, I thought that it could very well be that there is room to differentiate between zimun and being motzi
somebody else in another mitzvah, where I blow a shofar for them, they have to hear the sound of the shofar, not the echo of a shofar. When I read a Megillah for them, many poskim say that they need to hear my voice when I read the Megillah. However, when it comes to call for Zimun, so it's not being motzi a mitzvah. There, I'm calling out to others, Gadlu Hashem iti unerav Moshe moyachtav. And for that reason, of course, the Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Tzadi Gimel that if it's a large area, you should get a person with a strong voice. But if it's a lunchroom with 400 people, even the strongest voice often will not be heard. So what should be done? So I was thrilled to see that the Shevet Alevi in Chelek Yud, Simen Mem, draws the distinction that we had made. Aval le'inyun zimun she'en kan kriya kamo kriyas Megillah kriyas HaTorah kol shofar. When it comes to zimun, that there isn't a mitzvah of kriya like when it comes to Megillah and Kol Shofar. Ela hakriya mehamizamein hu kol korei ma'orosam legadelu lekadesh es Hashem v'zeh shomim b'emes al yado ein adom meklal nidon hamivur, etc., etc. The two are different than each other. Hence, Rav Ozner comes out that there's room to say that a microphone would be acceptable for Zimun. Many poskim are quoted as saying that one should not. Rav Yashiv, who's referred to as Echad Migdolei Hagdor in the Sefer Vezos Habracha on page 129, as well as Diane Fisher, both say lechatchila one should not use a microphone. However, the Svara of the Shevet Halevi is a persuasive one, and there seems to me to be room to be makel when it comes to Zimun. In contrast to all other mitzvahs, it should be noted that there is an amazing diuk that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank makes in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, where he claims that when it comes to Mikra Megillah, its mitzvah is different than the mitzvah of shofar. And even though the Mishnah says beferish, and when it comes to shofar, you need to hear the sound of the actual shofar. Kol havara, if you hear the sound of the echo of the shofar, it's not acceptable. However, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank claimed that there may be room to say that one could be Yotze Mikra Megillah over a microphone. It should be noted that a student of Rav Soloveitchik, who Rabbi Mordechavitz, may have a Refuah Shleima, did use a microphone on Purim in a very large synagogue on the Upper West Side, like this opinion of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank gives fascinating distinction between the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah and shofar. He says, when it comes to shofar, the mitzvah is l'shmoa kol shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar. And in fact, the Mishnah only prohibits the hearing of the echo when it comes to shofar. That Mishnah also discusses instances of Mikra Megillah, but does not talk about hearing the echo of a Megillah. Why? Because there the bracha is not l'shmoa kol shofar, but it's Mikra Megillah. One has to hear the sound of Megillah that was initiated by a bar chiyuv, but Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank argues that Mikra Megillah does not have the chiyuv to actually hear the voice itself of the Baal Korah. If that's so, one could possibly distinguish between mitzvahs kriya and other mitzvahs where you have to hear the call itself, like in the case of the Shema Kol Shofar. Most poskim do not follow this, and they assume, as the Shevet Alevi explicitly does as well, in Chelek Yud, Simin Mem, as well as in Chelek Hey, Simin Pei Dalid, and that is that there isn't a distinction between Mikra Megillah and Kol Shofar. It could be b'di'evit. We should keep in mind that the Rav Yerushalayim Tzvi Pesach Frank was lenient into Mikra Megillah in case of the old and infirm. However, lechatchila, one should not use a microphone, even though the svar is interesting. However, maybe we can be lenient in regards to Zimun, as Rav Ozner is, and say that when it comes to Zimun, there isn't a requirement to hear the voice of the Mezamein, even if that's so when it comes to Mikra Megillah, and hence a microphone can be used in Zimun in contrast to other mitzvahs. This Bezer Hashem concludes our halacha from Daf Memhei.